From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, September 3rd. I'm Sarah Wright. Yesterday's Labor Day picnic in Todd Grove Park was an illustration of the ongoing struggle of labor. Representatives of SEIU 1021, the main bargaining collective for county workers, expressed gratitude for the recent hard-won 3-year contract, while caregivers with in-home supportive services, represented by SEIU 2015, are still fighting for $15 an hour.
I am Beverly Galton, and I work with SEIU Local 2015 as a caregiver, and I'm on the bargaining committee. So we just barely started, so I'm hoping that it won't last a year or two.
What is it that you're going to be asking for?
A little more increase in our money and to pay for insurance. I'm on Medicare. I'm 76. I'm pretty sure a lot of the younger caregivers that are not eligible for Medicare, they're hurting. I'm sure that it's going to be hard for them to get insurance.
It's pretty ironic that you're providing care to people and it's a big hassle for you to get care.
That is true. I mean, we've got one day sick leave. I forgot to use mine this year. I'll use it next year. We don't have any vacation time and no vacation pay. We don't have any of that.
And I'm wondering about training for caregivers too, because it's so easy to get hurt when you're a caregiver having to lift people and transfer them and use the Hoyer lift properly.
It would be nice to have a lot of training, and that's what we're also working for.
Do you feel like having better wages and more benefits and more things that would make the job desirable would improve the reputation?
Yes, because I think you'll also keep a lot of young people who want to do this doing it, but they can make more money at Costco, probably even at Walmart, than they can with IHSS.
That says a lot about our priorities as a society.
Yeah.
Troy Altagnoli, president of the much larger SEIU 1021, sounded a note of optimism about her union's recent success.
We have a 3-year contract. That contract will bring the county workers, which is fantastic, within 90 to 95% of surrounding counties. So now county workers can shop at their businesses, they can pay their rent, their child care, possibly even buy tires for their cars, and contribute to your local businesses. And that's what's really important for all of us. Thank you.
Yay, thank you.
This year is the 125th anniversary of Labor Day's creation as a federal holiday. A longtime organizer spoke about some more recent local history.
I'm Val Mahowski. I'm from the Democratic Central Committee. This is an event that I started when I was chair of the Central Committee in 1984. And at that event, we were very lucky in that we had some Central Committee people who had come from Sacramento and were quite knowledgeable about state politics. And so they were able to get Pap Brown, who was the former governor of California, to come to Todd Grove Park and speak to the Democrats. And we were able to get Doug Bosco, who was our congressman at that time. And the Democrats came out in great numbers, and the labor people showed up. And it was really amazing because everyone had said to me, oh, there's no labor unions in Mendocino County. They were wrong. There were labor unions, and it has continued every year to this day. What we hope to accomplish is to get people really excited about the Democratic campaign. With this early primary in March, we have an opportunity to be very, very influential in who is the Democratic nominee for the President of the United States.
A few of the Democratic contenders for president have dropped out, but it's still a really crowded field. Have you decided whom you'll be supporting?
At the moment, I'm looking at Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris as our most vibrant candidates.
Another female candidate had some ardent supporters, too.
I'm Phil Baldwin, working for Tulsi Gabbard. Well, I think the issue of war and peace is the most crucial. The only thing that comes close is the climate issue. But in order to address that with something like the Green New Deal, Tulsi has Off Fossil Fuels Act, and to repair our infrastructure, to have a social democracy here in the United States, we need to end these wasteful, horrible regime change wars that devastate those countries and do nothing for the United States.
Anthony Esterman Melville, chair of the Mendocino Inland Democratic Club, explained his organization's position about the crowded Democratic field.
We, as a club, are not taking any sides. We are not going to endorse any specific candidate. The reason being is that we really want to be a neutral party that is going to be focused on whoever the nominee is. We are going to support that person because we really feel like we all need to be united as soon as that whoever that person is.
Senator Mike McGuire pulled back for a big picture perspective, too.
We always talk about there is an important election. It's going to be the most important election of our lifetime. I will tell you, the most important election of our lifetime is next November. We have to throw the crook out. We have to be able to get rid of President Trump in 2020. It's going to take all of us going into Nevada and Arizona, flipping the Senate and making sure that he is a one-term president. Are you ready to go, Mendocino County?
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.